Welcome to our fourth and final week of the program. I'm so excited that you all have been here with me through this entire four-week program. And I am super excited because this is, in one respect, it's the culmination, but in another respect, it's really just the beginning. And I hope this program is a jumping off point for you to be able to look at dating in a new way. I know some of you are getting more serious in relationships, and some of you are really at the beginning of this process of really understanding who you are, what you are looking for in a relationship, where some of the patterns lie that need to be rewritten, and where you may have gone off track in the past and need to course correct. So I just want to first honor you for taking this time to invest yourself in your own journey and your dating life and really showing up for this program and for the partner that will eventually come into your life. And I think they will appreciate the things that you've learned about yourself and about love and relationships throughout this program. And I'm here for you. So as you go through your dating life, there will be other stops along the way where I might be able to be of service. And I just want to let you know that no matter where you're getting stuck, even after this program, you are able to come to me, and I hope you will continue to trust me with your dating life. So today's topic is about follow through and communication. And I want to talk about the two places where communication and follow-through really get stuck. Many of you remember I was talking about dating as a funnel in those early weeks. And what we're doing through these 4 weeks is looking at where are you getting stuck in the funnel. You're pouring energy in, but where is it getting gunked up, right? Because if you don't have that flow, if you're not feeling that flow, then there's something in the process that's broken. So there's two areas where I'm seeing communication and follow-up really get stuck for my clients, and that is first in the pre-date phase. Pre-date is you're moving from the idea of a date, whether that's from online to offline or from a chance meeting or from a friend introduction to date one. And then the second place where I see communication and follow-through getting stuck is after about 3 dates. That tends to be a defining moment in whether the relationship is going to continue forward or stop. So we'll talk about that a little bit more a little later in the call. So let's start with, begin at the beginning, right? Let's start with the pre-date. And again, I want to review something I've talked about in previous calls, the rule of three. I have a rule that says no more than 3 exchanges online before moving to the next step. And generally that next step should be a phone call. And when I say exchanges, I'm not saying just messages. I'm saying messages or a text session. And we'll talk a little bit about what a text session is and the length of time that takes in a moment. When we get into I'm going to talk very specifically about texting, but you don't want to delay the process of getting to the date. And I think that's something that a lot of people forget. You get caught up in the communication online and the thrill of the swipe and the hope of the potential date, and we lose sight of the fact that the dating site or app is just the tool. It's just the tool that's going to get you to the date, right? So that should always be your energy of trying to move things forward to the date. Now, if you find something out along the way where someone doesn't align with what you're looking for, then it's okay to let that one go. But the goal is to get offline and actually have a date. Online dating, when you move offline, is just dating. So however you're meeting men at this phase, remember it's get to the date. That is the goal. A lot of times people want to use the phone call or use the text in the beginning as a filtering mechanism, and they're looking for reasons not to go on the date. I would love for you to flip your thinking on that. Look for reasons to go on the date, because you cannot really assess a person fully over text or on the phone. You just cannot do it. You can't assess whether you'll have a connection in person and whether you'll feel really attracted to him based on how funny his texts are. It can't happen. So that is why I'm encouraging you to really move it forward and get offline and get face-to-face. Okay, so no more than 3 exchanges before moving to the next step. I like that next step to be a phone call, because that is a good way to tell if there is a connection there and if there is a curiosity that is driving you two forward to meet. But at the end of that phone call, a date needs to be set up. He either needs to pursue you. I know a lot of you like the sound of that. A lot of you had said to me that you were tired of being in such a aggressive, dominant position in your work life and then also in your romantic life. You don't want to be the chaser. You want to be pursued, yeah? And he should, at that point, if there's a connection, he should be pursuing you, or he should be invited to pursue, because a lot of men right now are very confused and they're not sure what we want. So let me give you an example of what I mean by giving him an invitation to pursue. You tell me which one of these scenarios sounds like an invitation. So option A is when you've gone back and forth, you're bantering back and forth, and the conversation feels like it's coming to an end, and he says, I would love to know why your last relationship ended. He asks a deep, dark question like that. And that does happen. I know you know that does happen over text sometimes, because men are doing their own filtering process, right? He wants to make sure that you're not crazy like his ex-girlfriend, so he's going to ask that question. But is that a question that you should answer over text? No. Heck no, absolutely not. That's a much deeper question that requires a deeper conversation and requires him to earn that information. And that's something I really want you to keep in your mind. Information has to be earned. You are not obligated to offer it up. He has to earn that information from you. So if he says, I'd love to know why your last relationship didn't work, you can say, A, I'll tell you more when I see you in person, and then end it with a winky emoji. And that's one way you could end it. Or you could say, well, my ex was verbally abusive to me, which is never the answer that he wants in text, right? And then say, look, we've been talking for 2 weeks and you've never asked me out. What's up? Because you're impatient at that point. He's asking these very intense questions and he's not moving things forward, and then you get impatient. So of the two scenarios, which one sounds more like an invitation? Probably the first one. I'll tell you more when I see you in person. So I want you to really think about the fact that you are in control of the communication. As the woman, you are in control of where this relationship is headed. Okay? I'm giving you back your power, ladies, because you are in control of it, but we give away our power to men when we see an option that we become attached to, and then we try and force that to happen because we're attached to the outcome. So if he doesn't make a move to pursue you after this point, after you've invited him to pursue you, don't fall into the texting trap. And you're going to get a link from me in this week's materials to what I call the texting trap. And the texting trap training will show you why texting can be really dangerous and the texting trap is very dangerous for 3 reasons. One, it wastes precious time. Time is the only resource you will not get any more of. You have a finite amount of time. If you're letting men waste your time, you're depleting your own resource. And it is valuable. Number 2, it wastes precious energy. And the energy is really important because if you feel exhausted by your communications and all the chats and all the swipes, if you feel exhausted by those that are not a match, how much energy are you going to have for the guys that are really a good fit for you? Not that much. You might get so frustrated that you say, oh, the online dating doesn't work. I'm going to sign off online dating. Or you thought you had a really good connection with someone that you met out at a bar, and then you texted and texted and texted forever and never got back offline. And that left you feeling like, oh, why even go out again? It's not going to make a difference. You know, this is how all of the conversations end. We tend to jump to those kind of conclusions. And your energy is another resource that you really want to conserve, because you want to save it up for the right guy. And the third thing is it creates expectations, as I was just saying a moment ago. And man, expectations are a challenge, because once you create an idea of someone in your head after text, because he sounded really charming, he said all the right things on text, he really thought through his responses, so he chose the exact perfect words, you had this expectation. You built up this idea of a man in your head that when you showed up to the date, he could never exist. Either you had an idea of someone because you filled in your idea of perfect man on top of this man, and then when you sat across from real man, he didn't align with perfect man in your head, and that felt like a mismatch. And so that expectation pulled out the rug from under you, and it prevented him from really being who he was. And the root of that is texting too much and looking to get to know each other over text, which again, cannot happen. The only way you can really get to know him is when you are talking to him face to face. The only way you can really see if there's chemistry is if you're sitting across from him. And so I really like to keep that communication prior to the first date very minimal. You want to save up all that energy, that time, and diminish expectations so you can show up on the date fresh and let the connection be what it's going to be. Let it unfold naturally rather than having to align with what was in your head for that expectation. That's what we tend to do. We go on the date and we have this checklist like, yes, he seems funny and smart. Yes, he said all of these things that he wants a relationship and he likes children and therefore he would like my children and he could also fit in with my family and my mom. We tend to go down that checklist. And if you keep the expectations away from the first date and let it just be what it's going to be, then you're able to think more clearly and determine whether or not this guy is really a match for you. As I said, I've never seen someone develop deep intimacy over text. And what you're doing when you're in the texting trap is you're feeding off adrenaline, right? You get an endorphin boost. Every time your phone buzzes and he sent you a message, you go, ooh, and it's something that you're not even conscious of. It's something that's happening in your brain. And the reaction, when you get that text, it stimulates you, right? And it makes you feel more anticipation for the date because you've gotten all of these little endorphin boosts along the way from all of those little texts he's sending. But just imagine, what if you could save that adrenaline for the actual date? How much more passion, how much more engagement would you have if all of those discoveries could happen when you're face to face? Right? So I want you to really think of conserving that for the date. Because when you interpret or dissect or ruminate or rewrite your interpretations or lose sight of what's truly going on over text, that diminishes your ability to connect with the person. Okay, so I think you guys got that, right? And just remember, he has to earn your time and energy. Now I want to move on to the after three dates phase. I wonder how many of you have thought that someone had good potential, and then realized 3 or 4 dates in that that person didn't really hold your interest, right? That's what I call the rule of three. That's just the rule of three kicking in. So I will revisit the rule of three for any of you who are not familiar with it. The rule of three says that all you need to know at the end of the first date is that you are curious enough about that person to spend a second date or about an hour with them. All you need to know at the end of the second date is that you are curious enough to spend another hour with them. If by the third date you are not feeling butterflies, you're not feeling that connection, you're not feeling like you could see yourself kissing him or getting to know him on a deeper level, being intimate together, that's when it's okay to walk away. What's happening a lot now because of text, it used to be you'd have to pick up the phone and call someone in between dates, and that was something that most people didn't have the guts to do if you're just getting to know someone. But now, texting is a key element of our communication. So in between dates, we're sending little texts back and forth. And what's happening is in between each of those goalposts on the three-date rule, you're having little mini dates again and again and again. In those first three dates, I really recommend also saving the juice for the date and remembering that you are controlling the conversation. You don't need to give away more than you want to. It seems like as little girls, we're given these messages that to be a nice girl, to be a good girl, you're supposed to answer the questions that are posed to you. Well, speak when you're spoken to and do as you're told. And a lot of times I see that women get asked these questions or get invited to engage in this texting banter that they don't want to engage in, and yet they go along with it because that's how we've been conditioned. That's how a woman should behave. She should make herself available. She should reply to the questions that are being asked. And you really can turn the conversation in the direction that you want it to go. You don't have to give him all of the information up front. You can be coy over text, and you can say, let's save that conversation for the date. Don't be afraid that saying something like that is going to make him run away, because if he runs away, he wasn't the guy. If it makes him feel more excited to see you again and to ask you out for the second date and the third date, then that means that you're doing it the right way, because he should have that drive to continue to see you. But after the third date, if you feel that the passion is not there, my feeling is that you want to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And you don't like for a guy to just disappear. So I like to end three or four dates in with some closure, whether that's a phone call or saying at the end of the first date, you know, I really had a nice time with you. I don't feel like this is a match. Or if you have to, even over text. But I like to close the loop because it goes back to that concept I was saying a moment ago about conserving your energy. When you keep the loop open, then your energy gets diminished for the next guy that you want to be ready and available to be in communication with. And I'm just seeing too many times that people keep the text chain open and keep that possibility in their back pocket, but it's nothing but a time waster and an energy waster for you. And with the phenomenon of dating apps, there are multiple conversations that are happening concurrently. So really think about focusing in your conversation with the people that you see potential of something moving forward with. I want to talk a little bit about follow-through as we're on the topic of dating apps. A lot of times people ask me, what happens if a conversation falls off in the dating app? Like, I thought we had a connection, we were messaging back and forth, and then all of a sudden, where'd he go? And this might surprise you that I'm going to say this, but don't jump to the conclusion that he's just not that into you. because he doesn't know you yet. So he can't be that into you. He's maybe into the idea of you, but don't take it personally if the communication stops at that phase, because he hasn't even met you face to face. If a conversation falls off in the dating app, you have the ability to restart the conversation. And a lot of times I talk to women who feel like they can't do this. Like if you were texting back and forth and then there's no more communication, they push the whole thing away and say, well, that means he's not pursuing you. And I've just had to adapt this in the last few years because we are all on communication overload right now. The guys that you're talking to are on communication overload. And the reality is, I know you're talking to multiple men online. They're talking to multiple women online. And sometimes the conversation just gets buried. So if there was someone that you were excited to talk with and meet, it's okay to pick the conversation thread up again. However, you do not want to get into the position of pursuing. And we covered that just a minute ago. You don't want to ask him out and say, well, when are we going to go out? We were chatting for a while, and now you've disappeared. You can begin the conversation, oh, I saw this thing, and it made me think of you. Do a callback to the prior conversation so you can jump into the conversation where it feels that you left off. Now, this is really important. If he does not pick up the bait and begin to take the lead on the conversation, that is not a conversation worth investing in, and you let it go. But you have to be able to keep multiple balls in the air until you are clear which ball you want to keep, right? So it may require that you are more present in the follow-through and in picking up some of these lost threads of conversation simply because there are more conversations happening than most of us can maintain and be present on. And it doesn't mean that he didn't like you. Now, if that communication falls off after the first date or after the second date, that's a different story. But I'm just talking about prior to meeting. So as we're talking about follow-through, another thing I want to draw to your attention is this quest for perfect Prince Charming, and we're all looking for that whiz-bang on the first date. And when we don't get it on date one, many times we let the communication fizzle because we say, oh, well, I wasn't really feeling it on the first date. And I just want to remind you that nobody's really feeling it on the first date. He has as much anxiety and nervousness and anticipation as you do coming into the date. So many times on that first date, we are not ourselves. You really need to get into the second and third date for someone to reveal their true self and for the connection to be able to develop. So that's why I have the rule of three. And I strongly encourage you to not get so caught up on the outcome of date one and see if there's something in there that you're curious about, if there's something that drives you to want to know them better, to continue to show up for them if they're continuing to show up for you. And wait until date three before you really assess. And I want you to take attraction out of the equation for a moment. Of course, you should have some level of attraction to them, but this idea that you will know whiz bang, you'll be hit with Cupid's arrow, and it'll be love at first sight, has happened to less than 10% of my clients. And I have many clients that are happily married right now, but did not know on that first date that that person was who they were going to marry. So if you are in a point of confusion after a first date, I encourage you to revisit your list of three must-haves and three deal breakers that we did in the beginning of this program and really go back and say, how do they match up with that? And really ask, what am I still curious about? And if you find that there's still something there to be unearthed, I encourage you to continue to show up. If someone offends you, if someone makes you feel uncomfortable, If someone doesn't align with your core values, then yes, cut it off immediately, because that's where you want to conserve your energy. And like I was talking with a client last week who had a date with a guy that didn't go great, and yet he asked her for a second date at the end of the date, and she said yes, but she didn't really want to go out with him again. And she continued to text with him throughout the week because she felt, as a good girl, she should give him the benefit of the doubt. How many times have you guys heard that, like, or said that? I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. But when we really drilled down to it, she did not want to go out with him. And I found out that the reason why was on that first date, she felt uncomfortable. But because he lined up with the three must-haves and the three deal-breakers, she talked herself out of that feeling of being uncomfortable. And that's something that you never want to ignore. If you feel uncomfortable, if there's something he does that offends you, if there's something that you feel like indicates a personality flaw or mismatch, you have to pay attention to that, and you have to conserve your energy for the right ones. So you can really dive in with both feet with those. And when we get tired and exhausted of dating, I know some of you are there right now, it's usually because we've put energy into the wrong ones. So I want to give you permission to step into the flow of this process and not feel like you're efforting against it so much. When you know, you will know. When you don't know, you will know that you don't know. And I want you to really find strength in those two positions. And I also want you to come into the later dates, date three, date four, and beyond, with the same level of curiosity that you did at date one. And that's really how you can build upon date one to date two to date three and into the future. Couple rules for great in-person communication. Really look at approaching each conversation with honesty. I think there's this feeling in the dating world like, oh, well, everybody lies on their profile. Everybody says what they need to say to impress somebody. And I just find that when you are really with someone that you align with, you don't have to do all that extra. You don't have to be somebody that you're not. You don't have to say something that doesn't ring true for you. Really think about being present on those dates and coming from a place of honesty, releasing that desire to control the outcome and wanting this one to work because I don't want to go back to the dating pool again. If it works, you will know. If it doesn't work, you will know. And don't be afraid to walk away from something. If you get to date three or date four and you've discovered that that person is not the right fit for you, that was a win. That was a learning opportunity for you. That was growth. And there's nothing, I don't want you to think of it as a loss of having to go back to the beginning of the phase and try it again with somebody else. That's an opportunity for you to get it right again. Okay? I really want you to be present on your dates. Really focus on listening. We talked a little bit about this last week. Listening and responding rather than waiting for your turn to speak and showing up with the things that you want to tell him about yourself or the demands that you want to make or the expectations that you have. Really show up and let him be who he's going to be and hear what he's saying. And men will tell you who they are right up front. They will tell you. But when we overlay expectation on it, that's when we didn't hear that he was a player because we saw him as something else. So really, really listen in those first few dates. You're going to get a video from me this week called The Mind-Blowing Marriage Method. So that's going to talk a lot about this communication. You're also going to get a couple of texting trainings, the texting trap. I talked a little bit about that today, like getting stuck in the texting trap, how to escape it, and the Texting 10 Commandments video and workbook. Some of you may have seen that already, but I will share that again as part of this program. Those are the new rules for texting and communication, and that has a workbook to accompany it. And since this is our last session of the program, I just want to let you know that you still have a full week of the program to get feedback from me over email, to ask me questions, to send me whatever your confusing text, to get a pep talk. I'm still here for you. And you will still be able to access the materials that you've been sent. So if you've missed any of the calls or the program links, you still have time to go back and get caught up. And I just want to say thank you for letting me be your dating coach. It's really exciting for me when I see people grow through this process. So thank you for going along through this process with me. And I hope you've gotten a lot out of it. And I hope you're really still growing and learning through this process. And you'll send me a note and maybe a wedding invitation when you are in the arms of your Mr. Right. I'm still here, and I'm still hosting Dates and Mates every Thursday at 11 a.m. It streams on my Facebook page, and so you can watch it live on Facebook at Damona Hoffman, or you can listen to the podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher. And if any of you feel like you're just awakening to this process and you really want to go deeper with me and get more support and a personalized plan, I do offer one-on-one coaching. I have 3 slots that are opening up in March, so if you'd like to segue from this program into a more personalized program, you can just email me, and I hope you will keep in touch and let me know if you had, you'll get a survey from me at the end of this program, but if even at the end of next week, if you, beyond the end of next week, if you have realizations, something that clicks in for you, that you're like, ah, something Damona said really resonated for me, or something that you have a question on, or you want to share that you were able to apply these principles and now you're in a relationship, I really want to hear that from you. So please do keep in touch, and thank you again for showing up for yourself and for your future partner and being a part of this women's group program. And I wish you happy Valentine's Day. I hope you do something. If you do not have a date, do something nurturing and fulfilling for yourself, maybe with your friends, maybe solo, but I want it to be an uplifting day for you. So I wish you all the best, and thank you so much for joining me.